the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Grimacing Glances. When your co-host is on the video making weird grimacing glances, it's time to go to grimacingglances.com. Make sure that you check them out and use the special checkout code DI Plus for a special listener discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and joined from the grimacing state of Arkansas, home of the grimacing co-host, I guess. It's the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Home of fabulous roller coasters. I'm fine. How are you?
There are no fabulous. There are no roller coasters of note. In Did we cover this before?
Yes. Home of many roller coasters of note.
There are no roller coasters of note in Arkansas. I think we've covered this before.
There are no men of note in Arkansas either.
there's not a lot of things of note in Arkansas. I think the only thing of note in Arkansas would be Walmart. And perhaps, you know, the Clinton Library or something like that. So how are you, Adam?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Excellent. Well, if people would like to get a hold of us, how would they do so?
Right. First you asked me how I was doing, so I'm just telling you. I've been better, but I'm okay.
I may have a problem here.
Why?
glancing out of the corner of my eye here to the other screen that has Audacity on it, and it doesn't seem to be moving.
Oh.
I'm still, having a conversation here with you and whatnot, but I don't know if it's recording, and it's just not printing it on the screen.
Do we want to start over?
I don't know. It's never done this before.
Well, we can't certainly record a whole hour show.
I don't
want to
record
guess.
An entire hour and have that. That was a relatively stress-free intro there. It's still going. Now it's going. All right.
Now it's good. Okay. So now that has happened to me before. So
it was just
thinking.
I know it's not my turn to talk or whatever, but and I didn't put this on the Trello, but I have had a lot of really weird problems on the. I am using my new gaming machine as my everything machine right now because my old machine is sitting right over there, and I really need to like install stuff on it and put it back in because it has the better sound cards on it that don't have the noise on them.
Right.
But my new gaming machine has two video cards in it, and they're cooked together using an SLI configuration. So they are two NVIDIA 561 GTI or GTI 561s that are tied together with SLI. And I've had lots of weird little, not in games, all the games have worked great. It's just in the general operating system, I've had weird things where one of the monitors doesn't refresh itself and the other one, like, locks out. It's weird. So,
well, apparently, if you want to build a gaming machine, it can only do that one thing. Like, it can't do anything else. It'll play a game.
Well, it plays games awesomely, but I'm just going to pull one of the cards out and just go back with a single, because I do everything else now on this machine. And
you're just going to give up.
I'm not going to give up. It's just how much more money can I spend in monitors and stuff like that? It's like if I set up my other machine, I say, okay, well, I'm going to use this one for product, you know, programming and podcasting. And then that means I have to get another two monitors for that machine and then find a desk to put it on where I can have those monitors up and stuff. And, you know, I don't yet have the room or the place to do that wall of monitors, you know, where I could have multiple CPUs. And
how many monitors do you currently have?
On the machine that I'm on at the moment, I have two monitors, and then on the desk next to this desk is the iMac that has a single monitor, and then there's an additional single monitor that's hooked up to the Xbox 360 next to it, which if I were to hook up my podcasting machine with the one with the better sound cards, it would go down there.
Okay. Well, I have two monitors, a television, and then I have a laptop.
Oh, and I didn't count laptop or tablet because those are.
I do have an iPad sitting here as well that I use. So
lots of screens is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
What you say?
It's a wall of screens. So we've talked about this for years. It seems
for years. It seems as though it has been years, although technically it's probably only been like a little over a year.
So I decided that I was going to get a new phone.
You did, and it's been a long and bumpy ride because at one point you were like, I'm going to get this Android phone because I don't like the Windows phone that I have there, and I don't want to wait until the Windows phone comes out. And I was like, no, you, sir, need to get a Windows phone because I think you will enjoy it. You're a .NET, you know, developer, at least. You have the .NET development stuff. You should get a Windows phone. So go ahead and finish your story now.
Well, as you know, everything is always your idea, and you always are right.
And I am always correct.
So, yeah. Yes. So I did. So I decided that the Nokia Lumia 900 looked like a beautiful phone.
Uh-huh. And so
it is a beautiful. I'm going to do a review of it. I got it. So I'm telling the story. So it came out.
So after all this time, you now actually have a real phone.
I do. So it came out on the 8th, which was Easter.
Yes.
So, which was kind of a dumb thing on Microsoft and Nokia's and AT&T's part because none of the stores were open on the 8th. And I called Walmart because they were carrying it for only $50. Mm-hmm. And none of the Walmarts actually had it.
Right, in fact, they didn't get them delivered on Easter.
Excellent.
In fact, they didn't even know like what it was when I called. Like, I mean, apparently they had done so much wonderful promotion of this phone.
Welcome to the bleeding edge of technology, my
friend. They didn't even know. So then, you know, I was going to wait till Monday. So on Monday, I called the Walmarts. Nope, we don't know what this phone is, but we don't get our shipment until the afternoon, but it probably won't be in until tomorrow, if that early. So then, so I thought, you know what, to hell with it. I'm going to get it at one of the AT&T stores, even though it's $50 more. So I, on my lunch break, and I call several times during the morning, this guy probably thought that I was a freak because he's probably thinking, why do you care about a fucking Windows? We have iPhone. I mean, seriously, I mean, why are you so worked up about a Windows phone? But so I called in the morning. I'm like, do you have them? And he's like, yeah, we got four in. And I was thinking, four? That's it?
Four.
Only four, and it was two of the blue ones and two of the black ones, and they had already sold one of the black ones. And I didn't want a blue one.
I heard that the black ones were a little bit bigger. That could have just been a rumor. But
I don't know. I didn't compare them. Oh. But if you've seen the movie, the movie that was based on the graphic novel, what's that movie? Watchmen?
There's been lots of movies.
Watchmen?
Yes, Watchmen. Yes, Watchmen.
The
blue one is bigger. That was a long way to go for a joke. All right, yeah.
So,
go ahead.
So I called and they had it. And so I drove up there on my lunch break and I go in. And I have to say that the guy at the counter was incredibly hot.
Yes.
Incredibly. And he was very nice. He had like strikingly blue eyes and he was perfect body type.
I don't think you used the Lee on that. I think that would make it a gerund. I think what you mean is he had striking blue eyes.
Well, whatever kind of eyes he had, they were striking. So, and he was so friendly and nice. And like, he had an Android phone, but he was like, you know, saying all kinds of cool stuff. Of course, they have to. And I'm like, aren't you guys getting like paid to sell these or something? Or I mean, like getting, I'm like, isn't Microsoft like, and he's like, yeah, they are. So, so I got it. And I didn't. I posted actually on Facebook or somewhere. I don't know, Twitter. I don't know where it was that he was really hot. And someone said that I should have been like, hey, let's test out the camera.
Right.
Like gotten a picture of him. But I didn't. And now I can't go back and be like, hey, I really wanted to test out the camera, but I need a picture of you.
You could always go back in there and go, you know, I don't quite understand. I heard someone told me that you could use the button on the side to automatically make it into a camera mode and stuff. And I don't know can you show me how to use that? And then he'd show you. And then you go, all right, wait, let me make sure I have it. And then take his picture.
And could you pull out your cock while you're doing that, please?
Right, exactly. And here, let me ask you this. So you ended up paying $50 more. So you paid how much for the phone?
I paid $100.
$100 for the phone. Now, you hear that? You hear that? You hear that?
I hear that. Yes.
This would be an article that if I didn't live in the 2000s, and if I didn't live in the 2000s and actually have it on the computer monitor in front of me,
it looks like a Chinese menu to me.
Shut up. It's a Chinese menu. Like Big Fatty actually waves real coupons when that happens. Who uses paper anymore? That's the thing. I had to search around just to find this piece of paper. Anyway, I have this story right here. Hear that? Right here. Story right here. On Monday, news broke that the Lumia 900 owners couldn't get a data connection, making their smartphones pretty dumb. Now, Nokia has acknowledged the issue, and as a measure of good faith, is offering a $100 credit to anyone who has already purchased the device or anyone thinking about getting one. So I sent you the link to this article and was like, hey, there you go. Your phone is now free.
It is. And actually, I was looking all over the place to find out how to get the credit, and come to find out, they're just putting $100 credit on my bill.
Correct. You need to do nothing. So, and that's good up until April 21st. So next weekend. So if you are, you know, teetering on the market there of getting a Nokia 900, it's completely free if you go to your AT&T store. And they have already said, because many of the AT&T stores are sold out of them, they have already said that they will honor the $100 if you pre-order it. You know,
now,
go in and place the order for it.
I want to say that I did not have that issue. So I was doubly blessed because, no, I know.
Most people didn't have that issue. It was just Nokia was trying to nip in the bud any kind of press on this thing.
So a couple of things about it. I'm going to give a brief review in the tech section, but I wanted to say just a couple of things about the experience. So I've had the iPad for a really long time, and I thought, you know, really, I don't need a smartphone. I have not been able to put the damn thing down.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very addictive.
I mean, it's like it's smaller. It's I can put it in my pocket. Like it can go everywhere with me. I've got the internet right there. Okay, it's not good for browsing the web for me because I do like a bigger screen. But anything like, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus does not have it. But I'll go into that. But anyway, so
wow, you're just all over the fucking.
So
world.
I have not been able to put it down. I was in classes all week and at work for this new application bullshit that we're getting. But anyway, and I kept picking up the phone like during the class. I could not, so the other thing that I wanted to mention. So yes, I am a smartphone-aholic now.
Well, congratulations.
They need to put me on a 12-step program because it's always next to me. The other thing I want to mention is I did not keep the same phone number. There are a variety of reasons that I did not want to keep the same phone number. And I went through this thing. I was like, I need to send everyone a text message and let them know that, here's my new number. And I gave out my Google Voice number because it was just easier. And this has nothing to do with him.
I didn't want to give out my new number because I didn't want Mittens to find it.
No, he knows my real number. Anyway, so I sent a blanket text message to all of the contacts in my phone book.
Yes, I got one.
Yes. So I start getting these text messages back from random people saying, who are you? Well, here's the issue. And I think that other gay people, and this may be a straight
thing
too.
These are
right.
Hookups.
So I get back this message from this guy named Chase.
Yes.
And he's like, who are you? So I'm like, well, I don't know who you are either. So just ignore that message. And he messaged back, well, where would I know you from? And I'm like, look, if you don't know who I am, we've probably, quote, met. And I probably stored your phone number in my phone. And so I'm like, obviously, we don't remember who each other are. So you can just disregard. But he kept going on and on and on. Like, well, can you send? Well, where are you from? Well, you know, blah, blah. Well, can you send me a picture?
Maybe he wanted to meet.
Again. So I got several of these because
this could be a whole new dating app.
I've had this SIM card for years. I keep putting the same SIM card because I've had T-Mobile. I had T-Mobile for like 8 years. So every hookup that I ever put in, and my phone book is large, and there are lots of people who I don't know.
This is your very first Windows Phone app. This is what you should write. Is it would be an app that the text the phone numbers around it, right? So it's like basically just steals the phone numbers from people around you. You know, like those ghosting things, right?
Okay.
But what you do is you find a hot guy, right? You steal his phone number and then you send him text going, hey, that was great the other night. We should do it again.
Right.
And it'll be like, because it's my understanding, not just from you, but from other people who might have done this online thing, that is quite common to text people back and forth. And then you don't save their numbers or whatever. And so, you know, getting these weird texts, I have no idea who this is.
Well, anyway, so.
Of course, having been married for 8 years, don't have that. You know, mine showed up, see, as Adam Burns saying that to me. So.
I understand, but I...
Also, if I didn't know that, if I didn't have you stored for some reason, it starts off by, hey, this is Adam Burns.
So I want to know if anyone else has had the experience of having hookup phone numbers in their phone and either not remembering who the person is, But not wanting to delete the number because you think I may remember at some point on a dark, cold, scary night when I really need.
What you should do is you should text those people and go, you know what? I'm cleaning out my phone book right now, and I notice that yours is here, and I saved it for some reason. Could you send a naked photo of yourself just to make sure?
And then it ends up being like an eye doctor or something that I stored a number for, you know.
Excellent. So anyway, that's the experience of getting the phone. Maybe it was his girlfriend or something that was texting you back, pretending like they were him.
Yeah, I don't know. And you just
maybe it was some guy that was cheating on his husband or whatever. And this other guy's like, how would I know you? You know, he was
right.
Like,
well, and then there are the other categories where it's people that you know, but you haven't talked to in years, and they haven't kept the same phone number. So even though you know who it is, you get a text back from some random stranger who just happened to get that phone number next.
Right.
So that happened to me as well. So the other thing I wanted to mention was because you took out your section between the two, so I guess
moved it over. I moved it over to the text segment where it belongs. No, but what I was going to say is before you move on, there was a new phone here in our household as well. And I was extremely jealous of the whole thing, now I read news today that Sprint might be delaying getting the Galaxy Nexus even longer, like May 17th or something like that. If that happens, if Sprint does not release the Galaxy Nexus either tomorrow, April 15th, or April 22nd, which is the two dates that have been rumored. If the Galaxy Nexus is not on Sprint by next Sunday, I am switching phone companies. Hear me now, Sprint. Hear me now. Believe me later.
Is there a Galaxy Nexus on another phone company that you're, or is there just a different
phone?
Yeah,
it's on Verizon. That's how Robert went and got a fucking Galaxy Nexus yesterday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Then now Robert has the phone that I want, and Robert, you know, I love him to death.
Why are you guys not on the same phone plan?
Because we don't use phones in the same way. He is a talker. So he actually uses his phones to talk to people, which I don't do. And therefore,
I know.
To me, having the Sprint, unlimited data, and just supporting Sprint. I feel that it is my job to support Sprint because they are the ones that offer the unlimited data plans. And it works out fine for me. And so they were also the one that had the phone that I wanted at the time. But the Sprint signal, it was not so good in South Carolina, and Robert likes to talk on the phone. So while he's shopping, he likes to talk on the phone. He kept losing calls because he would be walking through the store.
Right.
And so Verizon had better coverage in South Carolina, so he ended up switching to Verizon.
Right.
But the point is that he has the Galaxy Nexus, the phone that I want, and he won't let me play with it, which makes me very angry.
You know, I hate it when the person that you're in love with or dating or partnered with won't let you play with it.
He's not even a tech guy. He doesn't even care that he has the Galaxy Nexus.
You just barreled right over what I was saying.
I did. I'm sorry. I was angry. Go ahead. No, what is it?
I said I hate it when the person in your life doesn't let you play with it.
Yes. And by
it's
it, you
horrible.
Mean the technological device
that I have,
that I want.
In this case, it would be a BlackBerry. But anyway.
It's not a BlackBerry.
No, I'm sorry. Not in your case.
Oh. Well, no one switched back to you. Well, I don't care.
So
you know what? I would get this Lumia 900 if I would actually pay for it. I would actually pay to have an unlocked one and everything if it just wasn't on AT&T.
Well, it is. Your only choice if you got an unlocked one would be T-Mobile. Because that's the only two choices for that type of phone.
Oh, I don't actually even want cellular service on it. I just want to have it to use as a Wi-Fi.
Oh, I see. So I've been looking into ways to improve myself because as everyone...
Wow, that sounds like a major undertaking.
Well, you know, so everyone has seen my little I'm lonely, and everyone who's ever met me or listened to any of my podcasts understand that I have self-esteem issues that I've had for my entire life, and no matter
it doesn't show.
I hide it well. But I thought, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this free thing that we have where we can call in and get therapy over the phone, even though it seems really impersonal, but it's free. And so whatever, I'll call. So I called and was just going into some details.
Burp while you were talking?
No, I didn't.
No.
I set my phone down and it made a noise. Maybe that sounded like a burp. Anyway, so I called and went through this whole long thing and I just laid everything out, you know, my whole analysis of myself because I know myself pretty well. And so the chick basically says...
The chick. You talk to the chick.
I talk to the chick. And the chick says, it sounds like you know yourself incredibly well and that you have analyzed the fuck out... She didn't say the fuck, but I'm paraphrasing here. You have analyzed the fuck out of yourself but it doesn't sound like you've done a damn thing about it. Mm-hmm. So, and she's just the like, and come to find out after an hour of like spilling my guts to this girl, that she's just the intake person. And then she sets up something with someone else.
Oh, that could have gone so much worse, because I was just like, after an hour talking to her, she asked me for my credit card number.
No. It was, and so she is a therapist, but she's just the intake therapist. And
she's
then they,
a therapist, but she's not your therapist.
No. So I haven't even had
just,
a...
Really, sir, I just wanted to know how to route your phone. Uh-huh.
I just wanted to know
no,
who
sir,
I needed
no, sir,
to...
I understand. I just want to make sure... Sir, there's no need to cry. Uh-huh, I don't... sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Go ahead. I'm just going to step over here and make a drink.
I don't know how those normally go. They may go for an hour or two for her to figure out, you know, who you need to speak to. I'm just saying I didn't find out until the end that she wasn't the person that I was going to be talking to forever. So anyway, so she said, well, one thing I would recommend in the meantime, because it doesn't sound like you've taken any action whatsoever.
Yes. Is. You, sir, are hyper aware of all of the things that that are wrong with you, and yet you have made absolutely no effort whatsoever to stop them.
Right,
to solve them.
Right. Yes. So she recommended a book called Feeling Good.
And you couldn't be bothered to buy it, and so you said, is that available in audio form?
No. It's not, actually. So I bought it.
My God, you looked, didn't you?
I did. I looked for audio and I looked for Kindle, and it wasn't on either one. You have to actually get a paper copy of this book.
And that's how archaic.
So it's, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but it's basically, it's cognitive therapy. If anyone, for anyone who doesn't know what that is, I
do know what that is because, you know, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology.
Well, and I may get this wrong, but based on what I've read so far, I think cognitive therapy is where you attempt to change your thoughts or cognitions. To then change your feelings, basically, is simplified. Would you say that that's basically what it is?
I don't know. I took that class a long time ago.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
those were things, those were never things that interested me. The things that interested me about psychology, which I know this is not part of your story. So no, go ahead, finish your story.
You can't do that. Tell me what interested you about psychology.
I was always more interested in industrial and social psychology, which those were the two things that, and as a programmer, the industrial psychology part of it was I write these programs, right, which have interfaces that people have to interact with. And so it's more interesting to me, and the more interesting parts of psychology to me are why people would not use a program in the way that you thought that they were going to, like in other words, tracking that down of like, by having a button over on the top left-hand side, people aren't using it because it's not in their flow of looking.
Have you heard of that guy that is supposed to be a UI expert, and he has this website that is the most dreadful looking website yes. you have ever seen in your life?
But you know what I mean, those guys that are UI experts, they are a dime, they're just as plentiful as those fucking marketing experts that you constantly get, like, you know, I mean, hey, follow me on Google Plus and I'll get you 10,000 people to follow you and market your product.
Just a side note, I realize that every Filipino person has thousands of followers on Twitter. They must all sit around with their smartphones and follow everyone that they possibly can, because I've looked at several of his friends and they all have at least twice as many followers as he does. So I think it's a Filipino thing. Anyway, so
we've covered this before. If you don't have, if that's your primary interface into the world is, you know, phones and small devices that have Twitters and texting and stuff like that, then that, yeah, of course they're going to use it more often.
So, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I wanted to say something about self-help books. By the way, so far it has been a very good book. We don't know if it's going to work yet. We meaning me, and I don't know Katie, but,
Katie,
but, some of the ideas in it seem sound, but there's homework. Like, there's actual physical stuff. Like, I have to, like, make lists. And, like, every day I have to, like, list out negative thoughts. And do you know how many negative thoughts I have per day?
Per day.
A lot. A lot.
Here's the thing that gets me. I always do this in this show. Someone asked me what that was.
So. It's you hitting your mic.
No, that's not me hitting my mic. That's a sound effect.
Oh.
That. It's from a video game.
Oh.
I will call in and explain it to
you. See, I think I thought you bumped your mic last week when that sound happened.
All right, so here's the thing that I was going to say is, so let me get this straight. You're absolutely willing to spend upwards of 30 minutes a day on an elliptical device to improve your physical appearance. But you're balking now at having to do maybe 5 or 10 minutes worth of work to improve your mental health.
Wait, I don't think that we actually, that you have, I have to list the, do you know how long it will take me to list every single negative thought that I have? A long time, a long ass time. But
in my suggestion to you would be to take a pad with you to the elliptical.
But I'm not balking. I'm just saying this is the reason that I know, because I can think all day long about what my issues are, but actually having to do homework and
you have a new smartphone now. You don't even have to write them down. You can just dictate.
Write stuff down. So anyway, I will, by September, I should be cured.
Yeah, you should. By the time you are in Pride 48 next year, you, sir, will be a...
not next year. That'll be this year.
This year. You will be a cured man. We actually do. We can have Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone come in. I wasn't finished. Certify you as being... completely cured. And 100% sane. Hello? What's going on?
Hello?
This won't play on my computer.
Okay. Let me see if I can answer that phone call.
Yeah, apparently it's some kind of...
Maybe it's just coming to my line.
That's what it is, yeah.
It could be.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Come in. Breaker. 190.
I think it's an Australian call.
Oh, wait.
Mike Wallace is dead. And despite the fact he's not even famous, he's just some American, but I'm ringing up to say Mike Wallace is dead. I hope I'm first. I better be bloody first. I just saw it on the news. This is Scotty,
yes.
Right. Your little Aussie paddler calling.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
So sorry, Scotty. So this is weird because I just recorded Live It Up yesterday, and we just had a phone call from Scotty over there too.
You know, I completely forgot what I was going to say.
I
will say one thing. I don't remember what I was going to say at all. Okay, moving right along. Maybe I'll think about it. Man, I am getting old. That thought just fell out of my brain.
Old. You know what? I need a favor because I've been very busy this week. I've been very, very busy. I've been working on some stuff at work. And not only that, but we are moving at work. Did I mention this on any show that we're moving at work?
Well, I haven't listened to the Live It Up you recorded yesterday. I don't even know if
it's out
yet.
I'm talking about on this show. I never talk about
it. You have not.
Yeah.
You have not.
Let's see. And I wanted to get to this thing here. Let me see if I can get to it here. There we go. So it's on this show. So here's the thing. Did you listen to Fatty's show last week? The 1095.
Wait, do I listen to Fatty's show?
Did you listen to Big Fatty 1095?
I have not gotten to that episode yet. Right. Sorry.
Let me just scan through it here and get to the.
We've talked about before with my tinnitus. I actually listened to.
Yeah, so he used a clip of Live It Up up front. That's
okay.
What kind of threw me here, but that's not the reason that I wanted to play it. Let's see if I can find it here. It stopped.
I believe you were talking about.
It's the fat one, and this is episode 1095. I
was going to say, I believe that in that last episode of Live It Up, when you were talking about your tinnitus, you were talking about the fact that you listen to podcasts to help you sleep because Wes wanted to. He's listening to nature sounds or something. No, white noise.
That was my imitation of nature sounds.
It was white noise, I believe, that he's listening
for Monday,
to.
Right, because, he's racist and he wouldn't want to listen to black noise. That's just wrong. I don't know why Fatty, why?
Except y'all heard the Vons, y'all, I understand that she is now.
Do you know I just now got that joke? That he was conflating the Vons supermarket with the Fonz from Happy Days.
I hate that damn texting, mm-mm. But y'all.
Oh, there's your friend. There's Poodle and McNoodle.
I did something over the weekend.
Did something over the weekend.
Y'all, that I am going to offer to all the listeners of the BFO, if they are so inclined. Y'all, Big Fatty has one of those.
I don't listen to the show, so that's not for me. Let's see. Let me get to the point.
At the end of the road, take the fairy.
Okay. So this is this thing. Let's see. Let's see. He. I guess this is for. I'm going to make a coherent sentence here in just a moment, I swear.
I hate that damn texting, but y'all.
Okay, here we go.
Y'all, I have got something. I did something over the weekend that I am going to offer to all the listeners of the BFO, if they are so inclined. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty has one of those.
Now, if you're just tuning in. This is not the Big Fatty show.
It's called a Tom Tom. Now, y'all, I am not repeating myself.
Wait, can you pause that?
I'd love to pause.
Did he say that he just got a TomTom?
No, he has a car that... All right, you should go and listen to the show, but basically he went and found the instructions on how you make your own voice for the TomTom.
Okay. Tom,
and so he's now made a Big Fatty version of the TomTom file. And
can I just say we did this on the Adam and Maddie show like 3 years ago?
I know. Way to keep it. But that's not why I wanted to play this. I wanted to play this was there was a sly wink and a nod here to our show here.
Okay.
And I haven't had time to edit this into, our new theme, but it will eventually. So unless someone wants to take on that project, but here, let me get to the part here.
But y'all, what I did,
yes,
what I did is I knew there was a way to do this.
Yes,
but I wasn't sure how it was. But y'all, I did it over the weekend, and y'all, I have.
I think I've gone too far. I think, where did he do that goddamn
thing? I was just a sloth, I think. Let me think now. Is that true? Yes, Big Fatty. And Saturday, I was a sloth. And
we're going to end up listening to the whole goddamn Fatty show.
All day Easter Sunday. But y'all, I did do something, but I'm going to tell you about it.
Yes.
In the technology report.
In the technology report? Wait, here you go. So this will be Fatty's interpretation of our tech segment.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. Wow, that was a long way to go. Here we go.
Technology. Buy it, build it, sink it, swim it, swim it, touch it, touch it, technology. Technology. Big Fatty.
That was a long way to go.
Did he get
that.
A new mixer or something?
Of that, just so he was trying to replace.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it,
Jesus.
Load it, check it.
Listen to the whole goddamn Fatty show just to get.
Wow. I mean, that might have been a really good segue, other than the fact that we had to, browse through your entire iTunes catalog for the past 10 minutes.
No, it wasn't. I was actually on his website. And, here's the sad thing. I've already closed the site, so I don't even remember where it was. It was somewhere between the 3 minute and 3 minute 30 mark.
I mean,
there.
No,
somebody...
for the Big Fatty show, don't you need to reference it by which belch it was in
right.
between?
It was by at least the sixth belch of the show.
It was between the Subway sandwich and the pineapple upside down cake.
Right.
Right.
But it's somewhere around the 3 minute, somewhere in the 3 to 4 minute mark there is the him doing that. If somebody wants to clip that out and lay it over the top of, any of the versions of tech, you could even
buy
use this
it,
one.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom.
You know, whatever. If you have any of those remixes, we will be happy to take here. Contact at dubiousintent.com.
So I'm going to revisit the Nokia because I just wanted to give a few little things.
Right,
first of all,
we didn't spend the entire first part of the show talking about that. So let's talk about it more now.
That was my experience of getting a phone. I said nothing about the phone itself. First of all, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I mean, look at that. I mean, and it's
chartreuse.
It's snappy. Now, it's the Windows Phone 7 operating system, which is the big tiles, which whatever you want to say about Windows Phone 7 and Microsoft being old and not with it.
Why are you
whatever.
Say it's the Metro interface? Why are you saying that it's a big tile thing?
Well, it's Metro interface, whatever. Anyway, so whatever you want to say about Microsoft in general, the thing about iPhone and Android is they both look similar, but with the Metro interface, they went Windows or Microsoft went a completely different way, which I like because I like to be different. So, and they call them live tiles. So some of the tiles are animated and will display information on the tile itself. So if you've got new text message, for instance, it'll show you the number of messages you've got on the tile, or the people one that has all of your contacts in it we'll pull Facebook photos and photos from all of your friends, and we'll show little pictures of them and rotate and flip and do all kinds of weird things. And the tile for your photo album will show different pictures. Now, that can become a problem if you have any naked photos in your photo albums. Or you have a picture of your lover in there, you know, even clothed, and your parents happen to be, you're showing them your new phone, and they're like, who's that? So there is a way to select which photos appear in that, which I didn't learn for a few days. But anyway, so a couple of things. There aren't as many apps for it, so that is a downside.
Can I just say something about that?
Yes.
Because people used to use that as an excuse, you know, like, well, Apple's better because it has more apps than Android and blah, 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 which is no longer the case. But even at the time that they did, and now that Android has more apps than Apple, the argument is equally as specious in reverse. Honestly, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. How many apps do you actually use on your phone on a daily basis? There are times that I will download an app and I'll play with it for a day or two and I'm done with it and I'm going to throw them away. As far as day-to-day apps that I use on my phone, there are very, very few of them. There's like maybe six or seven of them, and they are available on every platform. Those six or seven apps or equivalents thereof are available on every, usually they're social media apps, so either your Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus apps, all of those things are available on all the platforms. Everything else other than that is just stupid icing stuff, like, oh, I got this cool game on this one platform that I don't have on the other, but it's not like a huge thing. So
yes,
the number of apps is ridiculous.
Okay, but when I say number of apps, I'm saying there are some apps that, for instance, there's not a TweetDeck app, which I particularly prefer that one on iPhone or iPad, because you can select what columns you want and do searches right, and put them in there. So there are some little things that are a little bit annoying, but I will be able to get used to these other apps. The other thing is there are no Google apps, so it's officially sponsored by Google. There are a couple of Google Voice apps that are third party that you can use.
Yes.
And I'm still toying with each one of those to see which one I'm going to like better. But overall, it's very snappy. It's faster. It's as fast or faster than any other phone that I've seen, even though it's just got a single core processor. It flips pages very quickly. The browser's fine. I mean, it's just browsers are browsers. So, I mean, you know, ultimately, I really like it. I mean,
And when you say that there's no Google app for it,
right.
If you go to the new if you go to Google Plus and the browser there on your phone, you will find that the new layout of Google Plus is actually very conducive to displaying nicely on a phone or a tablet. I've gotten to the point now that on my tablet I use the web interface for Google Plus over the app because it looks better.
Yeah, now I do. When you first go, it brings up the mobile version, and I don't know if I need to look at the full version, like the desktop version, to see if that's better. But
yeah,
I mean, it's okay. But, you know, anyway, so I'm not going to go into huge detail about tech specs, but it's a great phone. It's a great phone.
What I'm interested in you doing is to, now that you have the phone, you have Visual Studio. So mm-hmm. Make something, make an app for it.
I'm thinking about it. In fact,
make a dubious intent app for it.
I was thinking, I don't really like any of the Twitter apps that I've found so far because I don't know. Some of them do live updating, but they're not very fast. So like 10 minutes after somebody sends me a direct message, it will show up on, I get a text message before the live tile updates.
Yeah,
and I don't know why that is.
They do that, A, to conserve battery, because that way it's not running all the time, because you're on a little portable device that's got a battery running on it. And B, it's also a bandwidth issue. If they check every 5 minutes instead of every 10 minutes, they're using twice the amount of bandwidth.
Oh, the only other two things is the battery is, it's fine. It'll last all day at work, but compared to my dumb phone that would last like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, smartphones do not have the same
right.
kind of batteries.
I've decided to keep it just plugged in when I'm at my desk at work and stuff like that, so that it's always as fully charged as possible. Steve Gibson says that's okay, so I'm assuming that is okay.
Yeah, with the lithium-ion batteries, it is absolutely fine.
And the other thing is, what was the other thing?
I don't know.
I can't remember. So I'll remember
Excellent.
It later. But anyway,
you
love the phone.
Old.
Love
You're
the phone.
Getting old.
I am.
You're getting old. Oh, I need to save this.
So why are foul monkeys in our tech segment?
Well, let me get to that here really quickly. Let's see. Ricky Burton.
So I got this this Google Plus question from Ricky Burton, one of the hosts of Foul Monkeys, which actually I decided to include here in our tech segment because why not? Because I've repeated this answer to a lot of different people, and I just thought that it would probably be conducive to go ahead and put here in the tech segment on DI Plus, the number one podcast on iTunes if you search for DI Plus. So this is what Ricky says. He says, "Hey, Daniel, my listeners are complaining that the volume on my show is too low. When we record it, it seems super loud to us. I am thinking that the oh my god that much super loud like that truck that just drove by here. I am thinking that the volume may be lost when I convert the AAC file to MP3 form in iTunes. Do you have any suggestions of what I could do to make the volume louder? Thanks, Mr. Ricky." Well, first of all, as far as you losing volume when you convert from AAC to MP3.
So wait, why is it in AAC?
He is a Mac person, so when he records in GarageBand.
Oh.
And so here's what's happening, Ricky, and this is a very common thing that I have dealt with a lot of different folks. And I won't mention any names, but their initials are Gene Bond and Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. Is when you're saying that it's super loud to you, you have to understand that the volume that you're hearing yourself in your headphone is not directly correlated to the volume that your machine is recording. If that makes any sense.
Yes.
Because you guys are listening to yourselves off of your mixer. And the mixer has its own separate volume control for the headphones. So you can make that as loud as you want to be. I can crank my volume on my headphones way the fuck up. And but that doesn't increase the volume level that it's going to my device that is recording.
And I also have a headphone amp, so...
Right. which they don't have that. But the point is that the reason it is so loud to you is you have your headphone volume turned up as opposed to turning up the master volume on the mixer, which would increase the volume going to the recording. So what you need to do, and I don't know if Banjo Band will do this or not, I know that Audacity actually shows the waveforms as you're recording them so you can see visually how loud it is relative to the accepted norms. I don't know. I don't think that GarageBand does that. Someone that is an Apple person maybe could let us know if there's a way to flip the GarageBand into a way to see the waveform so you could actually see how loud it is. What you're looking for is you're looking for a waveform that is visible, a nice big visible waveform that you're talking, but not one that has squared off edges. If the top and the bottom parts of it are squared off visually, then that means that you were exceeding the volume of the recording device and it's clipping it. So now, you do not want rectangular edges. You want nice round and edges.
I would like to know more about decibels and audio and all that stuff. And I've been trying to learn over the years, but I do know that the waveform starts, the top is zero and the bottom is like a negative 120 or something. It doesn't show it. And the middle of the waveform is at negative 60 for me. So you want the top not to hit zero or go above it, and you want the bottom not to hit negative 20 or go below it, basically.
It depends on whether that's going to display it as a dB or whether it's going to display it as the typically what we call the spectrogram or whatever.
Right. I always look at waveform dB.
Right, which you are in the minority on that. The default out of the gate on Audacity is not to view it in dB.
Well, the reason I do that is because the default, you can't tell if you're loud enough. It's small, and in dB, it's easier to tell if you're hitting the full the full thickness
right.
that you want.
As now our conversation turns dirty. The point is that the way you hear yourself does not relate to how you are recording yourself. And converting from AAC, which is how the GarageBand would originally record. Actually, GarageBand, to be technical, saves it as an AIFF, which is an uncompressed format. But converting it to MP3 does not alter the volume on it. Or at least it shouldn't, unless there's some weird setting in GarageBand that I am unfamiliar with. So I guess the point would be, turn the headphone volume down and turn your master volume up. And that should alleviate your problem. Aside from that, listen back to it before you post it. Like record, instead of recording an entire half hour show and then deciding whether it was loud enough, sit down and record, 2 or 3 minutes and then listen to it back and see if it's too loud.
That still could be affected by your headphone volume, though,
correct.
When you're playing it back.
But, convert it, play it both ways. Like, I'm going to play it back out of Audacity, then I'm going to convert it to MP3, and then I'm going to play it back as an MP3 and see what it sounds like.
Now, here's a question, because I don't know if this does this or not. But would levelator or normalizing affect the volume at all? Or would it just do it would it just take the loudest part and make everything similar to that? Or would it actually fill everything out?
No, it fills everything out. The problem with that is if you have a really low recording, a really soft recording, and you use levelator, it tends to amplify the background hiss. So if you'd have to do a noise reduction on it before you did the levelator.
I foleyed that sound in right here live.
That was
a
live foley. Excellent. So there you go, Ricky. I hope that helps. And here I am now live while we're recording this. I just answered this in the tech segment.
That will be going out in like 4 days.
36. That will post soon. There you go. All right. Thank you very much, Ricky and Falmookies. And P.S., Mr. James Leroy, which I don't think he's going by James Leroy anymore.
Leroy Brown. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Since this
Adam,
is where
Adam has a crush.
Oh, my God. He's so cute to me. And he's not even my type, but he's so cute. Anyway.
There you go.
So the other thing I wanted to, and I'm going to let you probably talk more about it than me. I just think it's funny. Mac has had its, well, not first, but first official sort of really bad virus that has affected thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands.
Okay.
And
great.
It's a Java. Is it JavaScript or Java? Anyway.
I didn't even pay attention.
You don't know anything about it?
I know. I don't care. I've never been one of those people that I have a Mac sitting right over there. I have a PC that's sitting right over there. I have a Linux box over there. I love computers. I don't care about the.
I am too. I just don't have the money for a Mac.
Over here.
I'm just saying they had a virus that affected a lot of people.
They did.
And you just
and
now?
No, and I know that you might think that I would want to laugh at those people who are always constantly like, oh, yeah, well, I like Macs because they don't have viruses and blah, blah, blah. And I should now be laughing at them because they have a virus. But that, Adam, that is beneath me.
Right. Well, I don't want to.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it,
well,
it,
I have another segment that got left out, so I'm just gonna
wait, how did that happen?
Well, because you left it, you started the tech music before it got to that, but anyway, so I'm just gonna do this.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
This isn't really a segment. It's just a countdown.
No, it's a countdown. I had to put it somewhere, though. So for all of you who were concerned, you know, the countdown to Mittens screwed up on the website, and I had to reload the – I don't know why.
Was it a Y2K problem?
I don't know, but it was the wrong amount of days, so much so that it threw off my countdown on Twitter because I was depending on the – So Mark will now officially be back in 63 days, 3 hours, 0 minutes, and 16 seconds.
Excellent. So let's see. So 63 days, that would be, I don't know, what would that be in hex? 63.
Oh, I don't know, because I was also looking for ways to creative ways to do a countdown without using numbers. Your suggestion was to use binary, but binary is numbers. So, because he does countdowns like by giving periodic table elements or countries and going by their country code or
but 63 is a cool binary number. 63 is 111111.
Anyway, so that's it. So I will just do this.
The news.
So I think I already have this one pulled up, so I'll just look for it over here. Yes, a maid service in Texas is offering something a little more than a clean house. Nude maids. Fantasy.
Nude maids.
Yes, nude maids. Fantasy.
I like how I'm echoing back on myself. That's fun.
Fantasy service of Lubbock bills itself as offering nude or topless maid service. It charges $100 an hour for one maid and $150 an hour for two.
Now, why is this news? I hired a nude maid before.
Quote, we also do parties. It recommends hiring at least two maids for that. So I have a little, let's listen in to the Lubbock news story.
Jesus
here.
Jesus Christ.
Fine. Karen and Abner, we found out if the clients want, the girls will take all of their clothes off. So we decided to talk to them, but later uncovered what they're doing could be illegal.
It could be illegal.
Melissa Borrett says she started Lubbock Fantasy Maid Service after struggling to make ends meet.
As a single mother, I had been working a variety of different jobs, including waitressing out at the strip club. And I was having to answer to a lot of people.
So she thought, why not clean people's houses while they scope out the eye candy? As we learned, the maid's outfits will make your jaw drop. Okay, and if a client doesn't...
Anyway.
Why are we listening? She's talking to us like we're a bunch of fucking third graders.
Well, I like it how she says...
She likes to expose her tatas and her hoo-ha to...
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Anytime there is sex or chicken McNuggets involved in a story, it's just funny how the reporters handle it. They're like, we have learned. Right. Action 5 News has learned that so-and-so is offering a topless maid service. Now, we have uncovered the fact that this may... be illegal.
It may be illegal.
The story. That's it.
I hired a naked maid when I lived in South Florida.
Really? A male one?
Yeah.
Wow. Was he hot?
Yeah. Cool. But I had hired him and it was all set up and everything, and then I had just started dating someone. And so I actually when I got there, I was torn because I was like, well, I don't want him to get naked and stuff because I'm dating someone and they wouldn't be happy about that. So I just had him clean the house. I didn't have him get naked.
What? Okay, seriously, don't date anyone that would be so prudish as to not even let you look at someone naked.
I was young.
I mean, come on.
Honestly, I didn't care about the naked part. I just needed my house clean.
Anyway, what would you trade for internet access? That's the question.
I would trade anything for internet
That's
access.
The question that Boston Consulting Group posed to survey participants across the globe. The results from the USA might surprise you. 21% would stop having sex.
Yes.
It's like saying, sorry, honey, I would rather read Kim Kardashian's Twitter feed. 84%.
Right, because that's the only thing that the internet is used for.
84% would ditch their GPS. Let the why don't we just ask for directions fights commerce.
Or use your fucking Android phone with the internet.
83% would say goodbye to fast food.
You know, why are they, these people are just fucking, like, are they just looking for stupid,
I don't know anything about this internet stuff, and look at these people, they'll take anything for it, they're just a bunch of stupid people.
77% would cut out chocolate, 73% would skip happy hour for good, 43% would put an end to exercising. I think a large percentage do put an end to exercising with the internet.
This is pointless. This is a stupid story.
10% would throw.
What publication is this with?
MSNBC.
MSNBC, a shame on you for your link baiting stupid story.
10% would throw away their car keys. 7% would stop showering. All for the internet. So there you go. That shows how important the internet. Well, you know, okay, I'm not going to go into that. That would be wrong of me. So I'll just move on. So if you're a dude with the red,
you know, you can't control when the celebrity death.
I know.
It's going to ring. It could ring at any point in time. I don't know if you noticed, but there's a BG in the hospital right now as we're recording.
No, I didn't.
This could be our very first call that maybe a BG has died. Let's find out who it is. Hello?
Oh, my God. Did Q Sledge or Sater69 beat me to the punch that Mike Wallace has died? Oh, my God. It's Pythagoras. Okay, he's dead. Dead!
Did they?
You almost choked on your water there, didn't you?
Did they beat you? Well, let's see. Last week. Okay, so I know we have the facade that these are calling in while we're recording, but...
What do you mean facade? These are live phone calls.
But
we fake this?
What I want to say is that there was a Google Plus post... A Google Plus post...
Yes.
By Mr. Wes Stone.
Accusing
us of not playing his death call.
How dare you?
And here it is. I can't control how long it takes from his phone to our line.
You know, he hasn't had a smartphone for longer than you haven't had it. It's like his phone is, yeah.
I mean, the tin can with the string just takes a little bit longer than...
Actually, I think Wes's phone actually uses a typewriter to type out an angry letter and send it out to us. Yeah.
Oh, did you play the da-da-da-da?
Bow. Yes, I did. Okay. Did you not hear it? Yes, I did.
Okay. If you're a dude with a red mohawk who recently got lucky at a Motorhead/Megadeth concert in the bathroom at the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago... Or if
is this like a Craigslist misconnection?
Yes. Or if you know a dude who did, let me find the better story. So you need to check misconnections on Craigslist.
Oh, it really is that.
It is. In a post entitled, "Did We Hook Up at the Megadeth/Motorhead Concert, W4M28, an anonymous woman wrote the following post, which is reproduced here in its entirety. Me, blue hair, silver tube top, fishnets, knee-high black biker boots. You, red mohawk, black pentagram gauges, viper piercings. I was grinding on you in the pit when we went to the bathroom and got fucked up. You had a nice cock, and I was wasted, so I let you raw dog it in the stall. You were really good, and you had to gag me so I would not make too much noise. Yes. Anyway, I'm pregnant. It's yours. Contact me if you want to be a part of your child's life."
Excellent.
So there you go.
Excellent.
Could you explain to me what raw dog means?
I believe that is straight person talk for barebacking.
Okay. I didn't know if it was doggy style bareback or if the position actually mattered. I assumed raw was
possibly.
Bareback.
I don't know. I don't like to think about it too much, to be honest with you.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't know. But he had a nice cock. So if he wants to contact me as well, contact at dubiousintent.com. So that's the end of the news stories.
Excellent. Well, here's my Craigslist misconnection of the week. This one came out of New Haven, Connecticut, just this very day here. You were running by Starbucks, literally, when I saw you. You saw me too and turned back, but I was running, figuratively, late to a meeting and went inside the coffee shop.
Should have posted a missed connection when I was in Vegas. And those guys kept staring at me, but I had to come up and like run the board for the thing. I should have said, saw you in the steam room. Mm-hmm. I'm staying in room.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Maybe we could go get some chicken McNuggets.
Right.
Together. Excellent.
I was the guy doing it raw dog in the sauna.
Right. I'm sorry. Are you waiting for me?
I am.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da, it's your birthday, da-da-da-da-da-da, happy birthday to you, da-da-da-da-da-da, it's your birthday.
No, I need the real thing.
Happy birthday to you, da-da-da-da-da.
I don't accept any substitutions.
It's your birthday.
All right, here we go. Are we doing it bareback?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it raw dog.
Raw dog. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, this would be the theme to Battlestar Galactica, actually the original Battlestar Galactica. Not the new one.
Oh, I thought this was the theme to the new one.
No, this is the theme to the original Battlestar Galactica. Anyway, so I'm going to go with the old man, James Edward Olmos.
No, it is the new one that I was going for. Sorry.
Yes.
And I'll give you a hint. It's a female.
It's a female. So it's Starbuck.
Yes.
Excellent. I don't know her name.
Katie Sackhoff.
There you go. Sack it off.
So Katie Sackhoff, I guess that's how she says her name, turned 32.
32 years young today.
32, yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Katie.
So here is the next one. This is like my favorite show. It's not on the air anymore, but.
Then I don't know what this is.
The show is Medium.
Oh, see, I don't watch
it. I know, but anyway, do you know who was in it?
Wasn't it that Sarah Geller or something?
No.
Then I don't know.
It's a blonde.
I don't know who women are.
Okay. Patricia Arquette.
Okay.
Patricia Arquette.
Is this supposed to mean something?
You're so not
Happy
gay.
Birthday,
Patricia Arquette.
Arquette
turned 44. I love
Happy
her.
Happy birthday.
Gosh.
She's a year younger than me.
Just because it's a woman. I mean, okay. So here we go. Here is our next one. I don't know why my browser's acting funny.
I don't either. This is the theme to The Cosby Show.
It is.
It's a jazzy version of it, but still a theme to The Cosby Show.
And that actually does have significance because they had different versions of the theme.
Right. And was it Bill Cosby?
No.
Was it one of their famous jazz performing grandparents?
No, it was. So this was season 6 and 7, which included, it doesn't matter because I think she was on all of them. So it was one of the children.
One of the children.
The youngest.
Rudy.
Yes.
I don't know who Rudy's, I don't know her name.
Okay, well, Rudy's name is Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Yeah, that one. Her. How old is she now? Like 60?
Keisha Knight Pulliam is 33.
33 She's, years young.
You know, she is the same age as me.
Doesn't she look... I'm going to go look up her picture right now.
The youngest one is the one that was the daughter of one of the children.
Right.
And I can't remember.
Hot. She's hot looking, too.
You mean now, not back when she was in The Cosby
yes.
Show? I'm thinking. Okay. So this next one, I'm just giving you it because you're doing horribly. This next one is a guy.
It's a guy. This is Designing Women.
Yes.
So the only guy that I remember from that was the guy from the movie Mannequin.
I don't know if he
With
was
Kim
in
Kim Cattrall.
I don't know if he was in Mannequin or not. Do you know his name on either Designing Women or his real name?
I don't know his real name or his name on it. He was their assistant.
What color is he?
He's black. He's their gay black assistant.
Okay, it's the black man's birthday.
You're just trying to make me sound racist now.
So the black man, who, a.k.a. Meshach yes. Taylor.
Meshach Taylor. He was in the movie Mannequin with Kim Cattrall.
His name on Designing Women was Anthony, and he turned 65.
65 years young. Almost as old as Morgan Freeman.
Right. You're not doing so well recently. Okay, here's
just because I don't know people's real names. These are television actors. They're not important people.
So here's the next one.
Yes. All right, so this is the theme to Late Night with David Letterman.
It is.
You started it in really kind of a weird spot there, though. So Late Night with David Letterman, so it would either be the obvious one, which would be David Letterman, or it could be Paul Schaefer, or it could be, any of the other ones. I'm going to go with David Letterman.
Hey, you got one right.
You nodding your head over
Look
there.
Look at that. Right. This is an audio podcast.
Yes, right.
David Excellent. Letterman is the same age as Meshach Taylor.
Excellent, which is almost as old as Morgan Freeman.
He turned 65 as well. So happy birthday, gap in your tooth.
Birthday, you know what? When I was in
Letterman.
New York, I saw his theater.
Did you?
I didn't go inside, but I mean, I passed by where it's at there in New York.
My dog is such a bitch. She has been trying.
Yes, she is, by definition.
She has been trying to get me to feed her since 2 o'clock. She does not eat until 5:30. Uh-huh. And now she's fucking scratching on the door like, fucker, right. Come out here and feed me. And it is not right. time. Anyway, here's
maybe,
the next
maybe
one.
Maybe she just wants to be with you.
No, she wants to eat. She was also scratching the pantry where the food is. Okay, here we go.
All right, so this is the theme to Married with Children.
Love yes.
Marriage, love so it's either going to be... Is it one of the two main
yes.
characters? Are they on a current television
yes.
show? Then it's the dude. Ed something.
Ed O'Neill. And they're,
Ed O'Neill.
I believe they're both on a current show because she's the voice of one of the characters on Futurama.
Is Futurama? I thought Futurama got canceled and then it got reinstated and then it got canceled again.
Oh, I thought it was still on. But anyway, Ed O'Neill
she's the, the voice of Layla, by the way, on Futurama.
Ed O'Neill is 66.
66 years young today.
What so,
a fine looking man.
Now this one I'm going to play two for, unless you can get it from the first one.
Okay.
And this person was in both.
All right, so this is the theme to Never Ending Stories. They're about to sing right here.
Yeah, so do you need the next one?
I don't actually know any of the actors or actresses' names in this movie.
Okay.
I saw the movie, I just don't... They didn't really have any known actors or actresses
well,
in it. They
so
were all kind of unknowns.
Here's the next one.
This is Sequest DSV. Oh, is it? So is it, now, is this kid committed suicide then?
Yes.
It's Jonathan something.
Jonathan Brandis.
Brandis.
Yes. And I used to think he was so cute in Sequest.
He was very cute. I don't. It is a brush with fame question here. You know, not only did I once run into Will Wheaton at Epcot back when he was on Star Trek: Next Generation, but I also ran into Jonathan Brandis in St. Pete. I don't know if you knew this or not, but part of Sequest was filmed in one of the buildings in St. Petersburg, Florida.
No, I did not know that.
That was what they used for the Central Sea Command place or whatever.
Oh.
Anyway, they were doing some outside shots over there, and he was in town for that.
So apparently he was so distraught over Sequest being canceled that he killed himself, but he,
much like you, sir, had some deep psychological
problems. You know what? He should have read... Well, don't say I have deep psychological... I'm not going to kill myself. Jesus. But so... He should have read the book Feeling Good because
he should have.
I
if
think
only
he, would have been...
he had read it. And yeah, can I say this about Sequest DSV? I know we're running really late here, but I just wanted to say, and maybe I've already said this before, so if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. If you have Netflix streaming, you owe it to yourself to go and watch two or three episodes of Sequest DSV and keep in mind when this show came out.
I don't remember when, but it came out quite a while ago.
It came out in the late 80s, early 90s, but the point is that everything in that show is, you would not know it. You would not know that it was filmed then because you watch Deep Space Nine, right? Deep Space Nine was made around the same time. And all
right.
The computer monitors on the station are square, right? They're
uh-huh.
all like 4x3.
Yes.
Clearly television monitors set inside of something. And, those things kind of look dated to your eye because you're kind of like going, oh, that was that old cathode ray tube there or whatever. But Sequest, it's like, they all had touchscreen flat monitors in there. And this was before touchscreen flat monitors even existed. It was all just set pieces. But they had touchscreen flat monitors and they had, internet stuff going on. And it was they were really good with their tech stuff because they were supposed to just be a little bit in the future. And pretty much everything on that show, other than us living under the sea,
Which I would like to say, it's high time that we live under the sea.
It is. Why don't we live under the sea?
I mean, everybody's going to trying to go to Mars and everywhere else,
right.
The moon.
Fuck that. We should go
to
sea.
Just live in the ocean. Anyway, he would have been 36.
Excellent.
So here, you know what? I don't have
was
one for
last...
him. No, I have one more. I thought I had two more, but I didn't look up the music for the other one, so screw him. Rick Schroeder, who used to be on Silver Spoons and is now on something
known
else.
As Ricky Schroeder, but he got pissed off when you called him Ricky Schroeder.
So I don't have a song for him, so I'm just telling you, happy birthday, I'm Ricky Schroeder. Anyway,
I think you could have found the theme to Silver Spoons.
I could have, but no need. Anyway, so here is the last one.
This is the theme to Leave It to Beaver.
It's, yes.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to go with, who? Jerry Mathers.
No.
The dude that played Wally.
It is Wally's birthday. Tony Dow.
Tony Dow!
As Wally. Yes. Is 67. You know, if I'd have picked the version of the theme song that had him going... It's Leave It to Beaver, starring Jerry Mathers. And oh my God, he's even cuter in that picture.
That was him right before he died.
Why did he kill himself? He's so attractive.
Right, because, that's what's important in life. If you're attractive, you have no other problems.
No, but I mean, he was a movie star or like a TV star. He probably had lots of money from all the shows he was on. He is attractive. I'm sure he had women or men or whatever he wanted throwing themselves all over him. I mean, He just should have read Feeling Good.
It was tragic. It was tragic when
it's on Amazon for $7.
Had some problems. I don't know. Yeah. You know, if he was still alive, I wonder if he would have participated in the cock video.
The cock video.
Yeah.
I don't know of such thing.
Really? You don't?
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. The cock video.
Let me locate the locate the cock video here for you and play you just a small clip of it.
Okay, because I
am a cock.
I'm a cock too. I'm a proud member of cock.
We are child celebrities opposing Kirk Cameron.
Cock.
And together we're pledging to raise awareness about a serious threat to our civil rights.
I hadn't heard about that. Is it really child celebrities or is it just like...
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, actually, it's over on Funny or Die. You can see that. Oh, that's so hilarious. So was that our last birthday?
That was... Oh, no. Yes, no. It's the last one you're going to guess. It's your
birthday! Oh, wait, no. No, we have podcaster birthday or something?
You know what? There were no podcaster birthdays.
Excellent.
This week,
so I can play
it.
The song. Yes. All right, good. Yes, sorry. It's your birthday!
Now, when I'm doing podcaster birthdays, should I do the ones that are upcoming or the ones that have already happened? Because for celebrity birthdays,
it's completely your call.
Well,
play my theme song.
Oh, okay. Wow, that really just blew my needles there.
Whatever.
Oh, that blew my needles too.
You know what? That's not my concern.
Well, it doesn't matter. Your channel gets thrown away. So
exactly. That's why it's not my concern.
Okay. So I did not have any emails.
I don't think I had any emails. Let me just do a cursory glance at my email. A cursory glance through
my email.
Now,
would this be
a
penultimate?
No. We did get a couple of emails here. Should I read them for you?
Am I not getting any of the emails?
No, I think these were comments left on the website, but I get them as emails.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you can definitely do that. We do read comments on
Gravitas writes on our website. Gravitas, our good Gaijin friend Gravitas, he writes, Swinging Richards in Atlanta. Wait, should I read it like Gravitas? Swinging Richards in Atlanta is $20 for rap dance. They get naked on stage if they are tipped $10.
The night that I was there, they got naked on the stage for nothing.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Swinging Richards in Atlanta. So you really need to ask yourself, how much cheaper would it have been for you just to drive to Atlanta?
That's a 10-hour drive.
Okay, but you drove all the way to Fayetteville. You paid $100 and then had to drive back home. It's like you could have just driven to Atlanta, and for a lot less money, you could have gotten a naked and just stayed the night and then driven home the next day.
Actually, I've been told that I can stay with Wes, so I have a free place to stay if I
go
to Atlanta as well.
And a nice backup plan.
Right.
Right, because I'm not going to say that he's going to put out, but he'll put out.
I didn't even think about this, but I drove 6 hours one way and Atlanta's only 10.
I know.
So it's not that much further.
You fail at math. All right. So our next comment here comes from, oh, I'm sorry. I've been told by someone that I'm too mean to you. So I should. Oh,
really?
Sorry.
I love that person.
Maybe,
who said
maybe
that?
Dr. Wesley Pythagoras.
Oh.
Maybe next time, Adam, you'll reconsider that it would be a lot. Oh, whatever. You fail at math.
I actually do love Dr. Wesley Stone. So anyway.
Right. And then I got another one here discussed. That one. That one came in, let's see, the other day. And then there was one that just came in. Where are you?
I see dead people.
No, that's the...
Actually, it was his birthday last week as well.
Who? Gravitas?
No, the guy who sees dead people.
Oh. All right. And then we have another email from Kroon, who wrote to us last time, which he did not correct me on my pronunciation. So I will just go and say that. He says, hey, Adam and Daniel, thanks for the shout out last week. Today, I'll chime in on the New York do's and don'ts. Actually, the standing on the right and walking on the left is also a common rule that ended up adopting in Washington, D.C. Metro Rail, a.k.a. subway system. For those of
for some of those escalators are really deep and people walk on them. What annoys the hell out of these people are those tourists in their fanny packs and their wide-eyed looks standing on the left, blocking the way and making them late for their inconsequential but in their mind worth world-shattering meeting. So when in the nation's capital, stand on the right, walk on the left. And you know what? That's just common courtesy.
So what this tells us is the world is just full of pricks.
No, pricks.
That's what it tells
us. No, you know, I'll agree with you if by pricks you mean people that stand and block the people.
No, I mean people who get annoyed by silly things.
No, but that's not a silly thing when you're trying to make it to a meeting and it's the difference between you getting fired. But you don't show up and your boss gets pissed off and he fires at you? Whatever. I mean, it's like you got to get there.
You should have planned your day better. That's what you should have done.
Because you, on vacation, you just want to stand there. It's like, just move. Get out of the way. You know what? I same thing about people that go to ATMs and like then decide I'm going to read every screen on it. If you don't know what the fuck you're doing at an ATM, then go inside. That's all I'm trying to say.
Or now, wait, I do have one. Or people who use the self-checkout and don't know how to use it.
Yes, that too. And people that go to drive-ins or drive-through ATMs or whatever and open your door. If I see a door open on a car, it's just like, really? How many people have broken windows in this country? They can't roll down their fucking window. They always have to open their, and it's always some big fat person like trying to, I can't reach her to the ATM machine.
Hey, you were just being so mean to me.
You know what? Here's the other thing. The M in ATM stands for machine.
It
so quit calling it a fucking ATM machine.
Yes,
it's an ATM.
Does.
You know what? The N in pen stands for number. So quit calling it a pen number. You ignorant fuckheads. You know what else? You know what else? The A in scuba stands for apparatus, so quit calling it scuba apparatus. I don't know that people do that. But if they did, I would be mad about that.
And by all means, please stand to the right when you're calling it an ATM machine. Jesus. Whatever you do.
Adam.
Yes, dear.
Darling, it's Donna Sugars.
Hey.
Hi, Daniel. I'm just calling because I was listening to the birthday episode. Oh, goodness. I hope your birthday was fantastic, Daniel.
It was.
Girl, I'm sorry. I'm sidetracking. Adam, you don't know where the term you came from? I mean, unless I'm misinterpreting that word, that is from the most fabulous movie, My Cousin Vinny.
It is.
You have seen that movie, right?
You have seen the movie.
I'm not certain.
My Cousin Vinny.
I'm not certain if I've seen it all the way through.
But the judge, see, because the lawyer, Vinny, right?
Yes.
Says this ute, meaning youth, and then the judge, which by the way was Herman Munster, TV's Herman Munster, If I get his name wrong, Vera Charles is going to call. Right. But Fred Gwynn, who it basically was just like, what the hell is a ute? Anyway, so that's what it was.
Marissa Tomei got an Oscar for that movie. That's reason enough to watch it. It's fantastic. To watch it. Okay. Just wanted to call. Kisses, darling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, wasn't there some controversy that Marissa Tomei didn't actually win that Oscar, that the person that was reading the winner's name just read it wrong?
I don't keep up with that stuff. So I don't know.
You know, if only there was some kind of interconnected series of networked computers that I could ask that question to.
I've said multiple times, I do not Google and podcast at the same time. It's kind of like texting and driving, which I would never do.
Look at there. It even shows up as an autofill in. Did Marissa Tomei win an Oscar by mistake? Let's go to the source of all things fake. Snopes.com, who says this is the claim that Marissa Tomei won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in 1993 because Oscar presenter Jack Palance read the wrong name by mistake. False. Snopes has rated this as being false.
So she did win.
She did win.
Okay.
And they have gone off and they found the original envelope. They found all the tallies and everything and from their their sources.
So was
for
it
this
like the whole
article.
Chad debacle with the presidential? They had like a whole recounting the ballots.
No,
the Chads.
It was just Jack Palance is crazy motherfucker. No, what it was is she was such a dark horse. It was like I forget who she was up against. Oh, maybe it would say right here.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she was matched up against veteran actresses such as Joan Plowright and Vanessa Redgrave. Moreover, while her competition had appeared in such august fare as Howard's End and Enchanted April, Marissa Tomei's nomination was based on her portrayal of the continuously chattery Mona Lisa Vito in the lightweight comedy My Cousin Vinny.
So it was just one of those things where like people are like, how did she win that? Because, you know, she did not have enough gravitas to win that. And so they were like, well, you know, Jack Palance is a crazy motherfucker. Maybe he just read the name wrong. So that's probably how that whole thing started. Maybe Donna Sugar should call back and explain that to us.
Maybe she will.
Well, hello, Adam. What are you wearing? Are you wearing pants? I bet they're tight pants. It puts the lotion on or it gets the hose. I need like a dominatrix whip. Do it right now. That'll be $1,500. I need your credit card information. Okay, kisses.
Wow.
Didn't you say that Donna Sugars would?
She would make a fabulous operator.
Phone sex operator.
Yeah, I do. I still think so. That was. Thank you. Wow, I'm hard. If only I liked women.
Aww.
Dominatrix women.
So there you go.
You know, I don't know. I think she really has a career there. I mean, you know, if she can't, what does she do for real? She like stocks bread shelves or something like that.
I believe so.
I know. Yes. I think she's in school or something as well. But you know, she could really, you know, make some. She could choose her own hours.
Yes.
You know, she could. What are the other benefits? You know, completely anonymous.
She work on her back.
She could be a man or a woman because she's got both of those skills. So right. She could have
She could meet lots of exciting new people.
Yeah, she could be. And so people could call in and while they're listening to her, they could jack it off.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is not in front of me at the moment.
229. It's 229-234-7587.
You can also email us, contact@dubiousintent.com, or check us out on Google Plus, which, you know, then next time when you leave us a comment on Google Plus, Adam can end the show early before we read the comments that you left on Google Plus. But, you know, that's all right. It's just right there on Trello.
You know, we didn't talk about the Google Plus redesign in the text section.
We didn't. We should do that next time, shouldn't we? Anyway, yeah, there you go. So that's a show.
Oh, Adam H2T on Twitter.
It's a very long show, but it was a show nonetheless. So, you know. Hopefully you'll still hear. Maybe you fell asleep an hour ago. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know.
Say good night, Adam.
Good night, Adam.